This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Authorities in Mexico this weekend arrested two people they say were involved in a human trafficking operation. They rescued 24 young women from Colombia and Venezuela. This incident underscores how most of us understand human trafficking as an international crime, right? But the Texas Standard's Joy Diaz reports that authorities in Texas are deepening their understanding of human trafficking as a local scourge.
Ask Tony McKinley about anything there is to ask about human trafficking, and she'll answer on the spot. Ask, for instance, who's at risk.
All kids are vulnerable.
Is trafficking the same as kidnapping?
Very rarely is a kid kidnapped.
What are some red flags?
An older boyfriend is a big red flag.
She goes down a mental list. A child coming home with expensive gifts or being treated to things like manicures and pedicures.
Being gone a lot, not being where she's supposed to be, maybe sudden change in friends. Gosh, am I missing any? Tattoos, yeah, the branding.
Tony McKinley is a licensed professional counselor who specializes in treating human trafficking survivors in Texas. Her answers to these questions about a person being groomed for trafficking are matter of fact. But when the questions turn personal, her face changes and her fingers start fidgeting with the edge of her shawl. That's because, as a child, McKinley was trafficked.
Yeah, I've spent a long time in the healing process. It does take a long time.
She was sold for sex for the first time at the age of 5. It happened again when she was 15, and again at 19. As she tells me the story, I fear her emotional scabs may bleed again.
They wouldn't let me out of this apartment that I was in the whole time.
One night, a girl was painfully raped on McKinley's lap. And after that, both girls were transported to a very dark building.
I was really scared.
Her fingers continue fidgeting with her shawl as she remembers that night and a moment when she was left unattended.
You know, at the time, I didn't really have any belief in any type of religion. I believed that there was a God, but I really didn't know much about it. And when I was sitting there in this dark house, I just heard this voice, and I don't know how to describe it, but it said, get out of here right now or you're never going to be seen again.
McKinley pulled the other girl out of the house and forced her to run. They were able to get away, but they didn't go far. They had nowhere to go.
So we just went back.
Thousands of kids in Texas, 79,000 by estimates from a recent University of Texas study, are trafficked and have nowhere to go. Andrea Sparks leads the child sex trafficking team at the governor's office.
When law enforcement comes across these kids, there's often nowhere to put them. And I think our law enforcement in the past, you know, several years has been facing a huge dilemma, and many times they would end up bringing these kids to detention.
Up until now, a jail cell was the safest place cops had for a rescued child. Not anymore. Things are changing, and change started with a new understanding of who these children are.
The way that we looked at these kids for a long time, we looked at them as runaways, as delinquents. We treated them as child prostitutes, and the reality is there's no such thing.
They are children who cannot consent to being raped 12 times a day for months or years on end. Another change is that nonprofits, government entities, and faith-based organizations are starting to build places of refuge for these children. One is in Bastrop County. It's still under construction, but I was able to get a tour. The location for the refuge for domestic minor sex trafficking is not yet public. The place is still $2 million shy of the amount needed for it to open in 2018, but it's shaping up to be something of a small village, complete with a medical clinic.
That's our creative arts building. So that is where the UT Charter School will be based out of.
A house of worship.
That building is our chapel. So
a farm.
To this side of us, this will be the equine facility.
And small cottages where survivors will live. Andrea Sparks with the governor's office says places of refuge are also in the works in Houston, Fort Worth, El Paso, and Killeen, but they can't be ready soon enough, and even when they are, they will only fulfill the needs of a few dozen survivors, not the tens of thousands that are in Texas alone.
So we have a long way to go. But I think there is a new focus on trying to prevent this from happening in the first place. You know, we've got to go upstream and try to get at those kids who we see are vulnerable to this.
Kids like Counselor Toni McKinley was. She was eventually rescued when a stranger recognized her photo from the missing persons poster he'd seen at a nearby gas station and called the police.
That's how I got found. I was not far, like literally a couple hundred feet from where I went missing is where I was at.
Exploited children in Texas could be anywhere. That's why McKinley and Sparks encourage everyone to start paying attention. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.